Hey guys, what's up, people? Welcome to another exciting episode on Vibes with Jerry. You know, we've been on a short break, but we've been busy. We're trying to fix one or two things, but we are back today. And today, I have someone with me. You know, as usual, I always have someone with me. Today, I have Lily with me. So, Lily and I will be talking about abortions today. Yes, I have a particular reason why I picked Lily up for this subject. I didn't say she had an abortion before, but I have a particular reason why. So guys, I'll allow Lily to say hi to you guys.
Hi, as you said, I'm Lily, and we'll be talking on topic abortion.
Okay, yes, that's very correct. So something really drew my attention to this abortion of a thing. It was this newly implied law that was presented in the United States. They said the right to abortion has been lifted, so you no longer have rights to abortion. And women were like screaming and protesting that they needed the rights to abortion. That was the moment I knew abortion was a legal thing.
Well, from what I have known, I never knew abortion was legal though.
Okay.
But I knew it was brought about, first of all, for mothers, as married women that already had children, not for young girls.
Okay, not for young girls. The fact that I'm just finding out that abortion is legal is still very surprising. But there are some situations whereby a few young girls might need abortions.
Best known to them, yes, but in the first place, it wasn't for them.
But thinking about it, and like just sitting there in a moment and literally thinking about it, I feel like abortion should be for everybody. It should be legal for like everyone, but there should be like some terms and conditions applied to it.
Do you know the thing? Even if abortion should be legal for everyone with terms and conditions applied to it, living in the world that we are, it will get to some point. Those terms and conditions, they will leave them behind, definitely. Mm-hmm. Kind of what we are. We humans, we tend to neglect things a lot.
But is abortion important? Like, is it important? Is it a very vital thing that should be the, because they had the issue with guns, robbery, you know, gang, and they went to,
you know,
that abortion. I'm still wondering why abortion.
For some people, if not for abortion, maybe some people feel their life would have been ruined by now. Yeah, you know, some girls also give birth at a young age, so abortion solves it.
Well, abortion is something that's very dangerous and at the same time very helpful.
That's what they don't get. That's why it was meant for mothers in the first place.
Okay, for mothers. People that already had children. You see, guys, when I say I picked Lily up for a particular reason, I hope you guys are seeing why I picked her up. You understand? When they come to ladies like Lily, I know what I mean.
Well, anyways, on my own part, abortion to some people is important, but at the same time, it's very dangerous.
Like, yeah, because
it's life risking.
Of course, and take for example the case of, let's say something happened, a young lady was raped, and they asked her to keep the baby, and she was like, no, she wanted an abortion. And during the abortion, she, you know, I don't know, they said probably you might lose your womb.
First of all, if a young lady was raped, immediately that they find out that girl was raped, they're meant to go and flush her system. They're meant to flush her system in order to avoid having a child.
Okay. I also read that pregnancy should be done around the first, I think, 6 to 12 weeks. Not like I am saying you have been in the 6 to 12 weeks, so but why that range of time?
First 6 to 12, because that's when you do abortion in first 6 to 12 weeks, it's less painful. Yeah. If you notice, that's why I say it's life risking. After the first 6 to 12 weeks, when they tampering with that fetus can tamper with other organs in your body.
Last time I checked, you're studying English, not biology. But it's
girl.
Okay. Ladies are trying. You guys are trying. I never knew you guys really do go through all these stuff. But I'm not saying women will go through. There's this, I don't know the name. I think fact told me that you know, be able to, you know, get a lady pregnant but you still be active. So everybody, all gender goes through
that one.
Okay, speaking of that, do you think that is also important? Instead of women getting abortions, they can just prevent getting pregnant in the first place.
There are ways of preventing getting pregnant, but like I said, we tend to neglect things a lot.
Ways of preventing pregnancy. The only one I can think of is, I think, legal, because, like we're saying, ways to prevent pregnancy or abortion that are legal. The only one I know of is condom. Understand?
Well, there
safe
are
sex. Safe sex.
Ways.
Okay, and from what I have heard, and I think twice experience, those things, they tend to bust.
Yes.
And I was having a conversation with one of my guys, and he was like, guys, I don't know, some guys, like, when they are released, they continue having sex. That's the reasons why condoms bust. And I was like, how do you guys think of these things? Like,
well, I don't know about that, because I am not a guy. So I don't know. Well, number one, everyone knows condoms, yes.
For ladies,
contraceptives. But the thing is that too much intake of contraceptives actually damages the womb.
I think I know of testicles. It's usually called Plan B. I don't know. There's this pregnancy test, that one that you get that shows two lines. When you open it, there's always a Plan B inside in case you're pregnant and they want to, you know. That's the only one I know. But when we tend to look at these things are actually serious issues. If you do not think of these things, are very, because we're talking about life and death here. Abortion is usually taking a life.
Yes. Abortion is actually taking a life, but what to do? See, some people, they cannot bear responsibility for that life they are taking.
Exactly, that's still another point, you understand? Because in religion, I think abortion is a sin.
It's a very big sin,
exactly. But religion won't take care of these children.
As another thing, so we treated, yes, I got pregnant and I removed it. If I give it back to the child, will you come and take care of the child?
Exactly. So see, that's another reason I thought of it. And I was like, religion will tell you not to do this. But if you do what religion tells you to do, then religion will still accept you.
Religion will still tell you that God does not make mistakes. The child will make so go.
And the child will be suffering. So you'd be like, there are lots of, when I sat down and talked about it, I was like, this is something that I really need to talk about. I want to know how it's like I was supposed to have Shule. I told you I was supposed to have Shule here with me, but he's busy, so he could not make it this morning. But after abortion, I'm not saying, probably you have friends that have experienced it, like, what is it like after?
After is just like every other traumatic.
No, I'm not.
You know,
sure.
Some people after they feel pain for some days. Normally,
why the pain?
Why the pain? Do you know what is done?
Okay.
Do you know what they've done there?
Okay. So we're trying to get into the fact that abortion is not done by pills.
Yes, some pills. Medically, sometimes they say pills don't work. Sometimes pills is 50-50. It might go.
Because you're bendy, you're high.
Yeah,
pill.
So depends on, you know, some people's immune strong, some people's forces are very strong. So depends. Sometimes pills and injection 50-50. It might go, it might not go. Some people it might go, but it won't leave completely.
So they have to give it to investors and.
That's why most people prefer suctioning instead of pills.
Please, can you see? I don't. What did you call it?
Suctioning.
Okay, I've never heard of that before in my life. To show you how this topic is so. You can ask me about some stuff, and I'll know what to say. But you see this particular topic. It was of recent that
when they were arguing that why.
I said it was a pussy. I was like, is this topic broad? I was very surprised though, because when I went online, the things women were like attacking them, like, why would the Supreme Court do this? I was like, this thing has been legal for over like 50 years.
It's their rights, according to them. I never knew it was legal. It's their right, but I still see no reason why they should.
But do you
except
feel
they are ready to create more orphanage homes and take care of those children?
Funny enough,
that are going to
the
be
orphanage
lined up streets.
The orphanage homes safe to just be more stress, because I feel the more the people, the more the whatever,
the more poor people,
the more the economy will go bad.
Most children that won't get out of orphanage homes safe somewhere. That one is over another topic.
Okay. But would you consider abortion, like, if you're in power, like you had the opportunity, would you make it legal or illegal?
That's a tough choice to make, because it's life risking and at the same time it helps for some people.
So make it legal, but it should
with
it
a
have
lot of do's and don'ts.
Like, it should not be taken care of under poor administrative.
Yes.
You know, okay.
There has to be consecutive and very well good medical care.
I agree with you on that. So,
because most people have gone through a lot of things because of abortion. Most people have lost a lot of things. Wombs, for sure. Different things have gone missing.
So we mean those people that have died on abortion. Like, that's what did you call it?
Suctioning.
Suctioning, you mentioned. Thank you. You demonstrated just now. You're like, do you know what goes in that place?
You so, know, pills and injection, normal. You take the pills and
injection.
They say pills and injection, it takes days for it to leave. It takes days because those pills will have to work down for it to pull it down. So it takes days. That pain is prolonging for days. Not for that thing. Not for the child to calm down and fall out. But suctioning.
Do you know how that feels?
Exactly. It's more, so pills and injection is more painful. But according to them, suction is once pain, then but it is more painful.
I don't even, me trying to picture it with the way you demonstrated it, I don't,
yes,
so that means I have to suck out the,
yes. It's like a very thick straw with big mass and they are like pumping it.
Why do really this do that now, guys? No, if this is really how
blame some people, some girls that do abortion because the person that got them pregnant has refused to take responsibility for the child.
Guys, no, see, I knew little topics and little talks about abortion. It was the first time I found out that abortion was actually legal for some people. But guys, I think we should be careful. We should have with the way you're saying this thing,
I'm not thankful. Even getting pregnant at all.
We'll still get to that, but guys, if you know you are denied any of your babies, better go on internal upload just to help. But use condom. So this I think they call it, is it vaccinomy for male? Would you prefer it if you were to be in a relationship and you don't want to get pregnant? And so it's two ways. Either, and he says he wants to have raw sex.
No.
So it's two ways. Either you have raw sex and 80% chance of getting pregnant, or would you ask me to go and do vaccinomy so that you will not be able to get you pregnant? And that stuff, once it's done, I think it's done. No, I don't think they can do it. I don't know.
I cannot go and tell somebody's child to damage his life because I don't want to get pregnant. But for the ladies, there's a way that can be reversed.
Okay, so
there's a conception that it's not a pill, but I don't know, it's not an implant. I don't know how it's done, but there's a way it's done. It has a duration.
Okay.
They do it for you. It might last for 3 months. For that three months, no matter how much you have sex, you won't get pregnant.
I think I've heard of
it expires. You can go and be renewing.
I think I've heard of that.
So instead of telling somebody's shares to go and destroy his life, you can just easily do that.
So I think guys, we have lesser options, but ladies have more options. Okay, that's good, guys. Ladies, you guys need to be careful. I don't want you guys to go through what did you call it? no, please. When I get into a relationship, I would be very careful and protective. it's okay. Well, really, thank you for coming on today's episode.
No problem.
I really.
Anytime.
Well, I think if I'm expecting the second guest when he arrives, I think I'll have abortion for him too. I want to know abortion from a male perspective, how he sees it. So, thank you guys. I'll see you guys. You guys know how it is now. When I have something interesting for you guys, I hit you up.